lordship, if you would kindly allow me to. I would like to make some garments to offer you. Thank you for these lovely garments. I bless you with a fine memory and good health. You'll have influence and wealth. And after your demise, in a four-armed form, my dearest devotee, you will live in Vaikuntha and there serve me.
When their lordships came upon the house of a garland maker, he at once bowed down, placing his head on the ground.
My lord, though you're equally disposed as friend of the living entity, you reciprocate with your devotees, pleased by their activities. My lord, please order me whatever you wish me to do. It would be a great blessing to me if I could do service for you.
Understanding their intention, Sudama, pleased at heart, presented them garlands of fresh, fragrant flowers.
My dear Sudama, I am very pleased with you. Therefore, I grant you that whatever your heart may desire will all come true.
I just wish to remain in a pure devotional mood and a friend to all your devotees, if I could.
Not only this I grant you, my dear friend, you will be famous and wealthy, beautiful and healthy.
My lord.
And have a long life too.
Krishna, you're too kind.
Look at that girl, everyone.
Which one?
Oh, the hunchback.
Oh, but
she's such a nice face.
Oh, yes.
Oh, tall, fair maiden, what have you there? Is that ointment for your skin so fair?
It's for the king, who's very pleased with the sandalwood he receives.
Why don't you give us some?
Why?
You won't regret it if you do,
yeah.
As you will become very fortunate. That I promise you.
Oh, beautiful boy. No one could be better served with this pulp of sandalwood than the likes of you.
Her mind was overwhelmed by Krishna's beauty, charm, smiles, words and glances. She gave both Krishna and Balaram generous amounts of sandalwood. Then, Lord Krishna pressed with both feet down on her toes and, placing one upward-pointing finger of each hand under her chin, he straightened up her body.
Oh! My dear hero, don't leave me now. Why don't you come to my place? A beautiful boy like you could offer a sweet embrace.
No doubt your invitation can free a man's mental agitation. But first let me finish my business here. Then I'll come and see you, my dear.
Their lordships made their way to the arena where a bow sacrifice was about to begin. Once in the arena, Krishna saw the bow, which was so large it resembled a magnificent rainbow. It was guarded on all sides by a large company of soldiers. Krishna pushed his way forward. Despite their attempts to stop him, Krishna easily picked up the bow with his left hand and strung it in a fraction of a second. Then, to everyone's amazement, he pulled the string and snapped the mighty bow in half. What is that noise?
My lord! Krishna, Balaram, have entered the city!
Here.
It is time.
To the arena.
My lord, are you well?
I'm all right.
Krishna and Balaram entered the arena. Sprinkled with the blood of the elephant Kuvalyapida, they triumphantly carried his tusks on their shoulders.
So this is Krishna.
Chanora! Chanora!
Yes, your majesty.
Make sure that this boy doesn't leave here alive.
No problem, my lord.